The University of Michigan has reached a $490 million settlement with former athletes and students who say they were sexually abused over decades by a longtime university physician. A warning that some may find this report disturbing. John Yang has the story.
Judy, Dr. Robert Anderson worked at the University of Michigan for nearly 40 years, beginning in 1966 until he retired in 2003. He died in 2008. Last year, a university commissioned investigation concluded that Anderson engaged in a pervasive, decades-long destructive pattern of sexual misconduct, and that the trauma that Dr. Anderson's misconduct caused persists to this day. The report also found that the abuse was an open secret among students. More than 1,000 survivors of Anderson's misconduct, most of them men, will share in the settlement. David Jesse is the higher education reporter for the Detroit Free Press and has written about this story extensively. David, thanks so much for being with us. I think that this case may be less known to our viewers than, say, the Larry Nassar case at Michigan State. So can you give us a sense of the scope of Dr. Anderson's misconduct and sort of what he did, according to the reports?
So Dr. Anderson, like you said, was at the university for 40 years. He started and worked in the health services for the broad campus. He also was the team doctor for the football team under famed coach Bo Schembecker. He did physicals for football team members, wrestlers, all sorts of athletes. So over the course of that four decades, he saw thousands and thousands and thousands of students. And as you said, about 1,000 of them so far have come forward to say that they were sexually assaulted, that when they went to him for routine physicals or because their elbow was hurting or just kind of those routine type of things, that they had unnecessary exams done of them and were actually sexually assaulted.
And the report said that the students, this was sort of an open secret among the students. They actually had a nickname for him. But what's That's known right. about what administrators and coaches knew?
Well, we've heard that one wrestler came to the athletic director in the 70s and said that this was going on, that he'd been sexually assaulted. The athletic director at that point swept it under the rug, actually pulled the scholarship of the wrestler. We've heard from multiple other former football players who said they've reported. Bo Schembecker, the famed football coach, one of his adopted sons, said he was sexually assaulted by Anderson and told his dad about it. And so there's been this pattern here of several of the men coming forward and saying the administration knew about this and did nothing and just let it keep on going.
The investigation talked about the effects this abuse had on students while they were at the university. They needed to get counseling. Some of them questioned their sexuality, their academics hurt. But in terms of the depositions and interviews, what do we know about how it affected the survivors of this abuse later in their lives?
So we've heard from people like Chuck Christian, a former football player who was sexually assaulted by Anderson, who then going forward had this deep distrust of going to the doctor. He just didn't want to go because he equated that pain and shame of going to the doctor with what had happened to him when he went and saw Anderson. So he didn't go. And now he has cancer, and it's pretty far along in the stages. And he says, look, this could have been caught if I would have just gone to the doctor, but I wasn't going to because I wasn't going to go through that experience again. And we've heard from a number of these athletes who have said the same thing.
Sexual abuse is often a tale of a power imbalance. What power did he have over these students and these student athletes?
He had the power for playing time. He could say, yep, they're healed up, put them back in, coach. He had the power of scholarships, of saying, you know, they're not paying attention, they're not healed, they're injured, you don't want them here, they're not obeying. So he held the careers of these athletes right in his hands.
You covered the Larry Nassar case at Michigan State. How do these two compare, and how do the settlements compare?
The cases are very similar, right? A large amount of people who were assaulted, both by doctors who used that trust that they have. Think about you going to the doctor. You trust that your doctor is looking out for you. And when they say that what they're doing to you is what needs to be done, you go along with that. As far as the settlements, Michigan State University paid the Nassar victims $500 million. And in this case, University of Michigan is paying $490 million. So pretty close.
David Jesse of the Detroit Free Press, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.